Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got a question, Truth Nation. I got a question for you. Look, I need real answers. I need real answers because this is going on, and I'm sure most of the people that's listening to the show probably had to deal with it on one side or the other. But my question for Truth Nation, and I'm going to open up the lines, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. How long should you let somebody stay with you at your residence that need help? That if they ask, okay, I'm going through some hard times, and you say, okay, you can stay with me for a little bit till you get yourself on your feet. How long is that? Because I was talking to a young man, and he was telling me that he got somebody that's he'd allowed to stay with him, but now he's feeling like he's playing with him. You know what I mean? Like he used up all the generosity. And now he's trying to call me to try to figure out how to get him out. We need some tips. I told him to tune into the show. DJ Brothers here at 3 p.m. Truth Nation may got some answers for you. But I don't know. It depends on the situation to me. I don't know what the situation was, how that person felt close enough to you to even ask you to stay and hang out, you know, with you for a second till you got on their feet. But I want to know, is it 3 months? Is it 6 months? Or, God forbid, is it 12 months? I don't know. We're going to put it in the chat.
You talk months, I'm putting nights. I said one night, two nights, three nights. Hey, checkout is 11 a.m.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
You talking months?
They lost. They on bad foot.
I got to redo it, Paul. Hold on.
Okay.
Months? All right.
No. They talking about, hey, I didn't hit bad times. I didn't fell on bad times. And things happen. Everybody need a friend. Let me tell you something. Everybody need a friend that they can start over. Like they need, if they fall on hard times, you need that friend, you know, that you can count on. But sometimes it ruins the relationship. Sometimes, I'm telling you, when somebody come to you and say, hey, I need to stay with you. You know what I mean? I need a little time to get on my feet. We boys, we friends, you my bestie. How long is a stay? Sierra in the chat says 12 months is diabolical. It can happen though.
No, it can't.
I'm just saying. I need a place to, you know, I need a place to lay low for a second. I want to know, Truth Nation. We need to give out some advice. How long is a stay? Like, okay, I need to, you know, come stay with you. What's reasonable? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Or get in the chat and holler back. Kimberly says, it depends, but 90 days. 90, okay, you got a strong 90 days to get a job, get some money up, and move into, I mean, I'm looking out for you. What you say at the top of the poll? One night?
Checkout is at 11 a.m.
Checkout. You only.
Thanks
one
for
night,
coming.
One night, DJ Brother.
You don't have to make your bed.
This your boy. This your pal. He gonna play video games with you.
Yeah, we can play online when you get a new spot.
We go ahead to the lines. Eddie, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Torello. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Eddie?
Good, Tori. I've got some experience in this, so I thought I'd call in and put
really?
In my 2 cents. Tori, after the third or fourth week on the couch, I know I'm in. I can't believe they let me get away with 3, 4, 5 months eating their food, sleeping on their couch. I use a lot of toilet paper, Tori. I'm very specific.
Are you chipping
and
in?
And I can't
though?
Even believe it. What?
Are you chipping in with some of the extra things that you know, if you're staying at somebody's house, it's good to pay a bill, you know, pay, you know, something, try to contribute. You can't just sit there and loaf on the couch.
Sorry, I'll bring all my Domino's when it's a 2-for-1. Sometimes I'll go to the store and buy the cheapest rolls of toilet paper I can,
wow,
just to see how much I can. Tori, it's just to see how much I can get away with. It's almost like a sport or a hobby to me.
Wow.
To see how far I can go with this. Do you see what I'm saying, Tori?
I'm listening.
I can't believe after the second or third week they're not kicking me out. After the third or fourth week, I know I'm in. I start moving dressers in.
What?
I put my car in the garage. Yeah, up on blocks, Tori. I'm eating their food. I'm going through their dressers. If I don't have any clean socks. I can't get away. I get away with murder, Tori. I can't believe they put up with my stuff. I can't believe they put up with it, Tori.
I can't believe it. Hold on. When I grew up, they call it freeloading.
I get away with a lot, Tori. I think what it is I'm pretty entertaining. So people kind of let me get between that and the hair. I get away with murder, Tori. And
oh,
that's
wow.
The reality of the situation. If I was a bald guy with the horseshoe, I wouldn't get away with any of this stuff. It's hair envy, Tori. That's why I get away with all of it. That and good shtick. That's why, Tori.
What?
Yes.
So you staying with a female? You living with a female?
Am I? Yeah, I'm living with a chick right now, Tori. I'm living with a broad right now. Thinks I'm like a god to her, Tori. You know, I run, I scream for Diet Coke, and pizza, and she brings it. Tori, I'm going to tell you something. I know guys who are married whose wives stay at home all day. The guys bring home the bacon. The guys provide the SUV and the health insurance and the vacations. I get treated better by the chick that I live with who I show no commitment to, right? No sense of allegiance, no honor, Tori, none of it. I get treated better than my married friends. Tori,
what?
How does that work? She should have kicked me out a long time ago, Tori. If I were her, I would have kicked me out the second day, Tori. But again, I get away with it, Tori.
Here we go.
I don't know how I do it. Tori, on that note, I got to go. I'm heading home right now. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm trying to lose 30 pounds. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, Eddie. Oh, wow. Comedy with Eddie. John. You're on the new 101.7
hey.
Truth. Tap in. How you doing, John?
Hey, good afternoon, Tori. Good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine, John. Hey, if somebody say, hey, I want to camp out with you for a little bit, I hit tough times, how long is that stay?
You got to watch yourself with this because legally, if they're there over 90 days, they're a resident and you have to go to the court to evict them.
Right. I've seen this happen. You can't just throw them out after 30 days, Jake. You got to go like an eviction almost.
It happened to me and my wife with her oldest daughter when she got divorced. She was just going to be there for a month to get back on her feet. 4 months later, all of a sudden the grandkids are staying there. We're like, uh-uh. We called the police. We had to go through the court system to evict her. So you have to be really careful no matter how close people are to you.
Hey, that's good advice.
And you got to really use your judgment. So me, I would say 80 days at most.
But this your
that
family
way you
member.
Don't have to. They need to get up off their butt and get themselves together.
what they was doing within the time you gave them. Like, if you say 80 days, they supposed to be going to work, going to look for jobs. They supposed to be out there trying to figure it out. And then, you know, so they can move on. I mean, what did they do? What did they do in the middle of the time that you gave them?
She was working and going out and spending the money on clothes for her and the kids and buying all this top-of-the-line stuff.
Oh, wow.
Buying $200 tennis shoes.
What?
$150 pair of jeans. And we're like, but where's money for food? You need to be bringing food in the house. You guys are eating all our food up. I told my wife, finally, I put my foot down. I said, that's your daughter, my stepdaughter. I don't care. They got to go.
She wasn't paying in on the bills or nothing like that?
Nope.
And buying $200 shoes?
Yep.
Diabolical.
Yep. They got no sense these nowadays.
Oh,
so
wow.
You have to be really careful because that cost us like $800 to get her evicted.
So when you got the eviction, did she leave or did you have the sheriff come?
They had to come put her out.
What?
I was standing there with a screwdriver and a whole new lock set for the doors.
With the kids?
And once that sheriff pulled up.
The kids was in there too?
Well, yep.
Dang.
Once the sheriff pulled up, they started talking to her. I'm taking the door knot, the locks off the doors and putting new ones on.
Wow. So, well, sorry that had to happen with the family. I mean, John, I mean, that's tough. Well, thank you for telling your story, John. It sounds like, you know, it worked out bad. I mean, it didn't come out the way it was supposed to come out. You would think that people would take advantage of the time or somebody's generosity and then try to move on, thankful that they have somebody that can help them. Brother Love, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how you doing, Tori?
How you
man?
Doing, Brother Love?
Man, I'm doing okay. Yeah, man, Tori. I didn't get into a stable living situation until 7 years ago where I was able to, you know, pay my own bills, pay my own rent.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, I had to live with people.
Right. But you was contributing. You was helping out.
Oh, man. I had to learn. Back then, I didn't know how to do the things I know how to do now. And, you know, I was, but I still got kicked out plenty of times. But,
what was the reason they kicked you out for?
Well, one situation, my niece, I was living in my sister's basement. And my niece, she was like 14. And she did, your school call was like, well, she hasn't been in school in 4 days. So my sister's like, well, where is she? She ain't been home in 4 days. So my sister, I know where she is. She must be with that man. And I'm like, I think I seen them one time. My niece 14. So my niece came back home through the door after about 5 days. And my sister's like, well, okay, so where you been? Well, you been with that man. I'm like, I think I seen them. And then my sister said, get in the room. And then my sister's like, what should I do? I was like, I'm living in the basement. I was like, she looked at me, I looked at her, I went on in the basement and it seemed like a nice guy. I met him once. I met him once. Yeah. So I went on in the basement. We never talked about it again. And I was like, I'm gonna whoop my niece when I get back. But I never get a chance to whoop her, but yeah.
Because they put you out.
Yeah.
Oh wow. That horror stories from staying with folks. That's what it sounds like. Well, we did stumbled up on today. Hey, we might need some scary music. It sounds like it went, something good went bad. You didn't let the person come in and it became a nightmare. This is what it sounded like. 833-212-1017. When you let somebody stay with you, what's your time limit? Is there any rules? Do they have to follow any rules or do you got any certain type of expectations or that, you know, from this time, be on your way out or what? Lana Banana.
Hello, how you doing?
Lana, you on the new 101.7.
I hear that music.
Hey, did you ever let somebody stay with you? And tried to work it out in good faith, and how did it turn out?
Well, see, I would have answered the poll, but my answer not on there.
Never. Nope. Even the one night and check out at 11 a.m., that's too long. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm harder on myself than I am with people. They don't realize that I'm real hard on myself. Because they gotta go out there and you know, check out your resources, go to the homeless shelters. They'll help you find a job or go to your workforce development center or whatever. You know, you gotta do what you can do and stop being dependent on others. You have to be independent. That could be why you're homeless. Could be for some, but you have to. You can't see what people can do for you. You have to see what you can do for yourself. And what you do for self, then you can do for others. Not what others can do for you. Because, like I said, you got to be future-oriented. What if that person go overseas or move or something? They can't send any money over here. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, we already know you don't let nobody even drive your car.
That's right.
Unless they sign
a contract
without a contract. So I...
Yeah.
I can only imagine if you let somebody stay at your house.
Okay. I got it. I'll do it.
Wait a minute. You got the rap ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you I'm gonna call you today, and my word is bond.
Okay. So
now.
Truth Nation, if y'all didn't know, yesterday, Lana said that she had another freestyle for us. Did we got the other first freestyle?
Yeah, I can see if I can pull it.
We can pull up the first freestyle. We got the first freestyle from Lana. She used to be a rap artist. Still is, sound like it.
But
you got a Spanish rap that you said you had yesterday, so Let's hear the first.
Mr. Pussy, while I throw up my rhyme, because I'm going to get down to you real nice and slow. So hang on tight, y'all. Here we go. Let me introduce you to my chateau with waves and curves from it to a plateau. I got two tattoos, Nefertiti and the O. So step aside and listen while I bring the fuck. Because Nefertiti is my name,
Go crazy! Is my name.
One more time. Gigi is my name. And flowing is my game.
Queen Lynn.
Yes.
So we got another one. We got another treat for y'all from Land of Banana, Going Bananas. Hey, we ready. It's in Spanish.
Okay, you ready?
We ready.
Okay. Yo soy una morena que nombre es Chichi. Me gusta la señora que es Nefertiti. Me gusta estudiar las culturas diferentes porque en la tierra hay mucho gente de morero, africano, dominicano, de indígena, todo poderoso, tú sabes, es Dios. Hombres sean bien con simpáticas esposas. Dice nada hoy y mañana otra cosa. Me gusta comer comidas por eso. Me gusta a comer la sopa progreso. Me gusta comer pequeños huevos. Mañana yo quiero a comprar un carro nuevo. Escúchame cuando yo hablo español. Me gusta educar con el grupo de la sol. Paz, amor, ya me voy. Cógelo suave, viva para hoy. Grita, 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 mi gente. Grita, 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 elegante. Grita, 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 mi gente. Grita, 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 elegante.
Hey. Okay.
But now I'm upset with myself because I messed up, you know.
Can you give us like a summary of the translation of that in English? What was the hook?
The hook was grita, 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 mi gente. It's like the grita is that that's that like this. And grita mi gente, do that my people. You know, my people. Gente is people.
Okay.
And then when I say grita, 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 elegante is, you know, do that, you know, very elegant. You know, do what you do. You know, yeah.
All right. Before you go, do the grita one more time.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Otro sonce bonito que veo en San Juan. Disfrutando de todas esas cosas que extrañan los que se van. Disfrutando de noches de esas que ya no se dan. Que ya no se dan. Pero queriendo volver a la última vez. Ya los ojos te miré y contarte las cosas que no te conté.
¿Te parece a mí, Crutch?
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z, 101s and 2s. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, Lana just set it off now. Here we go. You know, we celebrate all the culture. We got a question of the day. How long do you allow somebody to stay with you when they hit hard times? You know, they just need a little time to get themselves together. How long did that take? Hey, some people in the chat saying it depends. 7285 says, I let my brother stay with me for almost 30 days. The rules were you can't be there when I'm gone. You can't be there when I'm gone to work. Dinner every night will be at 7. Doors locked with bolt at 12 a.m. until the morning. He didn't make it. He didn't want to look for a job. He didn't want to look for a job or be there in time for dinner. So, yeah, 30 days max. We got Tyrone on the lines. Tyrone, you better call, sir. Tyrone. You only knew 1017 The Truth.
Tory Lowe and Brother Z. He do it to me every time, but I love him though.
Hey, I love it.
Yep.
Hey, you got a name Tyrone. We talk about moving folks,
yes,
you know, folks moving in and out. Erica Badu said call
that's
Tyrone.
Right. Yep. That's right. Yep. Erica Badu, you know what? And when they do, you know, well, back in my younger day, I mean, I can still help somebody move a little bit there, but man, when my legs and my lower back kick in and I need something to drink, I'm sitting down, don't say nothing to me for a while, because I can still do a half a day, you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, I just wanted to congratulate you, you know, but yeah, I appreciate that. I love you too. Love you, Brother Z, Truth Nation. Yeah, you know, I mean, I say just give people a chance, you know, I mean, you know, don't be too hard on them, but as long as they're trying to do what's right and help themselves, then, you know, give them a chance and then see what happens. But if they're just, you know, being lazy, laying up, that's not good, you know. Mm. You can't just do that. But congratulations on bringing the young lady home,
right,
Tory. I appreciate that. That's, you know, I got a lot of talk with you about, so I got to get with you in person because some things I want to share with you, I don't want to share over the line, you know.
Okay.
But I know you was talking about getting your billing and all that. But
right. We don't have to. It's what it's
you know,
come
your
to.
Boy that does what's his name there? Oh man, America's Most Wanted there. Walsh, John Walsh.
Okay.
Bring him in and have him sit with you and just kind of brainstorm him and pick his mind there, you know. But you're doing good things yourself too. But I wanted to say that enjoy the draft. When you go up to Green Bay, I got to get some autograph stuff from all y'all. And you and Liz Brown, start working on the books, man. You and Liz Brown, co out and books together.
Right. Hey, look, I'm telling you, oh, it's coming. You know, like I said, you know, I've been working for a long time to make sure that we have the front lines in a space where we can be in the lead to make sure that we get things done on the behalf of the people that we represent. And that's where we need to be, with brothers and sisters that's willing to make the sacrifice to make change. And our people need those people in the community fighting on their behalf. And everybody got it, you know. I just happened to grow up on the north side of Milwaukee, 2351 North 5th Street, born and raised on 5th and North Avenue. So what I'm saying is, for the people that I represent as far as where I was born and raised, I'm going to serve and try to make sure that we get the best outcome. No matter what the situation is, I'm trying to come in with the solution and make it right. But it's other people that do that in other neighborhoods and other environments. And when we go to well-run environments, that's because the leadership ain't going to let it go downhill. They're going to try to maintain what they create. So it's no different. I'm not doing nothing no different than what everybody else is doing. It's making sure that we serve my community to the best of my ability and making sure that we have resources. That's it. And some people got, hey, DJ Brother, some people got a problem with that. You heard what the brother said. He gonna try to come get me. But I'm outside. I'm right there. I'm in the streets. If you wanted to do something, that's how I know you ain't gonna do nothing. I'm outside. We dealing with the real issues. You can't be inside and do that. Anyway, so what we got the poll up. What's going on with the poll on YouTube? What are they saying?
Yeah, see, no, yep, 100%. Yep, these 33 people know, or 33% of people know exactly what they're talking about.
What?
They are only letting one person stay with them for one night.
What
Checkout
night?
Is at 11 a.m. Thank you for coming. Don't come again. 27% of people say too much. 27% three. And 13% will let somebody stay as long as they need. Y'all tripping.
Yeah, 13%. See, that's a real friend right there, the 13.
Y'all lying. That's what y'all doing. Y'all lying. You will not. Y'all lying. It's a lie.
See, the 13%, they ride or die. The 13% ride or die. Whatever we got to do. But, you know, that maybe that person may be a little bit more organized. And you know, so, you know, I'm just saying. But some of y'all got friends that ain't really friends. Maybe you the friend, but they ain't the friend. Maybe you the friend, you the buddy, and they getting the energy from you and you not getting no energy from them. You got to be wise. You got to understand you only going to go as far as the top five people that you hang out with the most. So if it's top five, that's why you got to make your top five work to your advantage. That y'all working together to get things done. So if somebody fall off, oh, it ain't no problem. But if you just got buddies that you hanging out with, kicking it with, they ain't productive, that's your fault. You should have more discernment. And sometimes to be family members, you know, we blood. We family. Hey, Marvin Gaye had family too. He went to stay with him. Look, when we come back, we got to run the break. When we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. DJ Brother Z, they asking, can you take Lana Banana hook and loop it? Loop it up. Put a beat behind it. They want the remix.
How much they willing to pay?
Hey, you might can put it out there on Apple Music and try to, you know what I mean? I don't know. They asking in the chat. But joining me on the lines is advocate author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, salute, King. Happy hump day.
Hey, happy hump day. Hey, look, I got a question because this is the question of the day. When, you know, somebody hit hard times and, you know, they struggling a little bit and they want to stay, you know, how long should they be staying? Is that what the rules is? You know, how do you work that out?
It depends on, you know, who it is and, you know, how
Well, I guess it really don't. You know, you do what's comfortable for you.
Right.
If you feel like if this is a person that you know, that you deal with in your personal circle, I would start off, you know, with, you know, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
3 months should be enough time to get you on your feet. And then when we get close to the 3 month mark, after the 60 days, we'll reconvene to see, are you doing what it is that you said you was doing? First of all, the first meeting, I think, should be like a contract, you know, where y'all sit down and this person had their goals on what it is that they're trying to do and a period of time in which they're trying to do it. And then when you sit down at the 60-day mark to see have they either hit any of the 5 or 6 goals that they got, which includes the end goal, them being out of your house or out of your space.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sit down in that 60 days and they had 6 things to do and they'd have marked off 3. It's on you at that point
right.
to see, you
to
know,
re-evaluate.
If they're putting forth that effort. Absolutely. And if they're putting forth that effort, then, you know, you can equate how much more time they're going to need because clearly they're making efforts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If there's a goal of 6 and they got 3, they in the process of doing that. So that's you helping somebody that's trying to help themselves. Now, if you sit down with them at the 6 month mark, I mean, at the 60-day mark, and they got 6 goals and they ain't hitting down one of them, then, you know, maybe it's time for you to, you know, either apply some more pressure, let them know, look, at the 90-day, you gotta leave either way, whether you got something done or not, because clearly it's not, you're not doing what it is that you told me you wanted to do. And I'm just telling you, like, I can't carry no longer than, you know, what I told you from the beginning. And at that point, you know, the contract is void at that point because they're not showing any action on what they said they wanted to do or need to do.
And a lot of people get bitter from that, too. But you got, just like you allowed it, you know.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, you know, just like you allow somebody to come stay with you, you can tell them to go, too. I think that when you got a good heart.
Absolutely.
When you got a good heart, sometimes you be like, you be trying to not put nobody in a worse situation. But if they're not trying to help themselves, I don't know.
But that ain't on you.
Facts.
Again, that's not on you. You have to make sure when you sit down with an individual, just like I told my daughter, you having a good heart, you have to make sure that you making sure that you protect that good heart. Because a good heart can be used just like a bad one. You know, the reality of it is, you know, your heart is behind your, in your chest for a reason. And you have to sometimes check your emotions and put it back there. Again, when you're dealing with individuals, family, friend, or foe, you have to make sure that there's boundaries that has to be set because what you don't want to do is enable somebody.
Mm.
You want them to be able to, you know, not need you. Like they said, if you teach a man to fish, you ain't never got to worry about feeding them again. But if you continue to feed them and you wondering why they continue to beg, it's because you should have, you know, got out the way a little bit and allowed them to see a lot of the things that they need to see on their own. And especially at our age, you know, we're in a space now where even at our children's age, if we don't make them accountable for their actions now, when we're no longer here, don't nobody else owe them nothing. We don't owe them nothing, but them our babies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the reality is again, you either going to fly or you're going to crash, and it's on you. So if it's your action, if you're saying that this is what you want to do, I don't mind helping nobody, but I would never help them to a point where it hindered them from being able to maintain their own because you're going to know a user. And that was one thing that I told my mother as a little girl, that users don't get tired of using. You just got to get tired of being used.
Mm.
You know, and at that point
they'll
is
never
when
get
you
tired.
Have to regulate the boundary. Of course not. And what we don't understand is no matter how good your heart is, it's people out here just preying on people with good hearts. And it's not making them any better, you know.
Mm.
If you're a person that's out here that's being about that work, you being around somebody that's just around you. I heard you say, you know, sometimes, and it's a cold reality that I was your friend and you was never mine. You was
right.
around for the benefits that came along with me. And I was never in need, so I really didn't realize that you wasn't the friend that I was to you, to me, because I was never in need.
Right.
I was always the one that was able to give. So the reality is, when you recognize that you was a friend of them and they wasn't a friend of you, it's time to cut the water.
It's tough.
Off,
or you was believing that they was family and they was using you because you was family.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, you know, we're in a time now where the people that don't share the same blood have showed me family.
Right.
Versus the people that shared the same blood with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's a reality. And you just have to make sure that you're in a space where you're able to receive what it is that's being shown to you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, it ain't the people that's in love that's blinded. Well, it is the people that's in love that's blinded. Love, not blind. You'll turn a blind eye because you think, because this person loves you and you making all of these excuses. But at the end of the day, it don't help them. It hinders them. And in the long run, it's like, you know, every man going to have to do what they need to do for themselves or they will perish.
Mm.
So the goal is not to, you know, help them to enable them. It's help them to help themselves.
Build them up.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and the thing is, I'll say this, you know, because I help a lot of families and in underserved communities. A lot of people say, well, why are you doing that? It's largely because of the children. You know, when I see the kids,
absolutely.
A lot of times I have to override what I would think if it was just the grown up acting a certain way. But when I see
absolutely
multiple ideas where there's youth, that sometimes I got to show the youth that there's somebody that love and care about them. And many
absolutely
times that's me like trying to help and try to make sure that they understand that they can come to their community. They can come to somebody that
absolutely
can help them. And I think that many times if I had to look at the actual adult or the actual idea that was happening, I probably would be like, I ain't dealing with this.
Absolutely, you would. But again, when you're on a journey, you're able to see the bigger picture.
Right.
And like you stated, you know, that little child who seen you come and help, especially in our community, you know, where the stereotypes and black men not being there, or, you know, a lot of times, even in my situations, a black woman, you know, I've helped a lot of black men who felt like, you know, in their lives, black women hadn't gave them that type of respect, that type of time, that type of empowerment, that type of, you know, upliftment. But then I came along and that gave them, you know, a positive check to put in their life about, you know, a black woman. Because we're all not the same. It's
right.
Not a monolith. You
That's
know what
true.
I'm saying? So for you to be able to help that woman in her time of need, and that kid probably only seen bad things happen to his mama by somebody that looked like you, that one time of him seeing you help his mother could be the key that turns in his mind and in his heart that he becomes a man like the man that came and helped his mama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a benefit, too. I know a lot of things that I do it because also I have an only child. My daughter is an only child, and I do what I do for others because when I'm no longer here, I would hope that somebody would help my daughter if she was in need. So when you put good things out there, you know, good things usually transform, you know, for the better for you and the lineage that you're leaving behind, so.
Right. And like I said, you know, it depends. Like, that's why I say this is why it's important to surround yourself with people that are trying to
mm-hmm.
get things done. Because you, I always tell people, your close circle, the people you talk to the most, are going to dictate your future.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's why
either
you strengthen that circle.
Yeah,
you strengthen that circle.
Absolutely.
So when that do happens, you got the confidence that they're really trying to really do something. And that you can get behind that.
And then, again, you know, it goes back to what we've been talking about this whole 2020 Thrive is the fact of that self-care. Because a lot of times I find, too, that a lot of us get trapped in these user type of relationships because we haven't self-checked ourselves.
Mm.
You know, a lot of times we feel unworthy of true friendship. You know, we get in these relationships and we settle for these so-called friends, you know, who are frenemies, you know, because that's how we feel less than. A lot of times the people that we choose to have in our lives in our closest circle usually mirror something that's broken within us. So until you go to healing yourself, you can't see that this person is just using you because you're in a position where you feel like you need to be used. You know what I'm saying? So the auto check of healing yourself and being able to know that you deserve better because you're doing better, you no longer put up with, you know, people, places, and things. And like I said, I think we all guilty at some point in every relationship where the biggest problem I've ever had was staying too long, not knowing when to go. You know what I'm saying? Not leaving when the sign was there to leave, you know, loyal to a fault, you know. But the reality is, as you start to love yourself, as you start to heal, as you start to see better things for yourself, you start to, you know, move certain people and things around, because you can't heal in the same spaces and places that broke you. It's impossible.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. On the lines, advocate author Elizabeth Brown. Elizabeth, another powerful conversation today. Attorney B.I.B.
Absolutely.
Lamar is dealing with the situation at Rufus King with the teacher with the four counts.
Yes,
the students.
He is. Salute to B.I.B. Yes, salute. Because again, that's pivotal. The praying on our children has to stop. You know, and I'm grateful for B.I.B. Lamar. I'm grateful for those boys who stood up and, you know, said something, because a lot of times it goes unnoticed, especially when it's young men and it's older women. You know, that's a conversation that usually don't happen until they're grown. And I'm just proud of those young men who spoke up, because it was wrong, and they have to have plenty therapy, because people feel like it don't affect their lives, but it does, because their innocence have been, you know, violated. And in relationships, as they get older, they're going to figure out, you know, what that did to them mentally, physically, spiritually, sexually, and emotionally. You know, it's a long road to recovery, but I'm glad that they spoke up and went against those stereotypes, because it's not all right, you know.
Hey, like I said, you know, salute to the team. Also, there was a missing girl yesterday, and I'll tell you this, and I try to tell people, you know, as advocates, you know, they think just because the radio show is over with, the saga continues.
Come on, it don't stop.
And it don't, it's around the clock. So, you know, we were able to get the mom and her daughter reunited, and on to the next. That was a lot. That was a lot going on. So, and I always tell people,
I bet, you know, it's always,
you got to make sure
for being who you are.
You got to make sure you tap in, because we deal with a lot of different situations. So, like I said, salute to everybody that shared the post. Salute to everybody that gave information, that actually probably told her, you know, or saw her out and told her to get your butt home or get something done.
That part.
Because I think that now we're starting to come together in ways that people have never imagined. And people who are not on that frequency, y'all need to get on the frequency, because it's definitely a lot of people out here working to make sure that they do their part.
Or you don't even have to get on the frequency. If it ain't you, just get out the way, you know.
I would take that, too.
That's all I got to say. Like,
well, if you was in the leadership, you
need to get out the way. Everybody is not going to go, you know, and again, we don't need everybody. You know, we need the ones that's ready, willing, and ready to put in that work. We need that frontliners. And if you're not, all I would say is get out the way so we can do what it is that we need to do. But again, salute to everybody that's out here, boots on the ground, that did tell her to go home, because it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And we moving.
Facts.
I see great things coming. It's happening, King.
Hey, look, the
so
Bucks.
Salute to you.
You think the Bucks down 0-2 right now?
Hey, yeah, we need some prayers. Put up some prayers for the Bucks, too. You know what I'm saying? We need some prayers.
Oh, wow. Don't do that. Don't. We got, we still got hope. We still got hope.
Hey. We need prayer. They need to put in the work, and we need to pray. Together, we'll do something, hopefully.
Send up the energy. So, send the energy the Bucks way, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Queen. I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual. We got a lot of work to do.
Hey, salute, King. Let's get it.
All right, DJ Brothers E.
All right, Queen. All right, Tyler from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
Salute, King.
All right, we got the draft tomorrow. We're going to be talking draft tomorrow. We got the draft. Hey, I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be outside at the draft. Hey, look, I'm going to tell y'all right now, keep your head on a swivel, Truth Nation. Always keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, I'm next.